I'm Grady Kirkpatrick, very happy to welcome in Jay Shogren from Laramie and Centennial, singer-songwriter and instrumentalist playing guitar and dobro. He's performed all over the region and also in New York at the Lincoln Center and the Kennedy Center. He's a professor in environmental and resource economics at the University of Wyoming. And Jay, quickly on the heels of Pulp for Paper comes yet another new album, Slow Bird Winter. First, welcome. It's great to see you live and in person here.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me in the studio. And it sort of feels like we're approaching normality, slow but surely. And we definitely, all of us musicians here in Wyoming, want to thank you and Wyoming Public Radio for supporting the music over this rather quiet period of our lives.
It's been a year.
It's been a year.
Wow.
I know a lot of people have struggled, and for me it's been a year to hunker down and not be on the road, not be going and coming and doing all these things, and it's been a chance to do some new music.
Well, it appears the pandemic has brought forth a prolific period of making music for you.
Yeah, it's been busy. I've not wasted the time in terms of being a couch potato watching Netflix the whole time.
Well, good for you. Wonderful. That's great to hear. We're going to get into some of the songs here in just a bit. Your title, Jay Shogren Shanghaied, relates to the fact that you Shanghai really find musicians into playing. You've had a pretty steady group of very good musicians from our region over the past several years. Who did you Shanghai for this particular album?
Right, for this album here, we got Pat Sanson from Wilco and the Autumn Defense to mix the album. And Pat played bass on one of the songs and also did a little this and that here and there on different things to help spruce it up. And James Haggerty from Nashville, who is the bass player for the Blues Brothers and several other major bands, and he played on another song, Poor Man's Car. So other than those two, it's me hunkered down in my studio, the Stump, recording and making noises, and my family wondering when I was ever going to emerge.
Well, this album, certainly to my ears, sounds like nothing you've done before. I call it your Sgt. Pepper's album.
Exactly.
It's a sonic adventure with quite a variety of sound and production. Let's jump right in. Tell us about Nightbird Sky.
Yeah, Nightbird Sky was one of the first ones, and I started off with the noise you hear at the beginning, which is not your typical way to write a song for me. And then I decided, well, what goes along with this noise that you hear at the beginning? And this is what came about.
Sky.
Nightbird Sky, the opening track on the new Jay Sjogren Shanghai here on Wyoming Sounds. I'm Grady Kirkpatrick, and very happy to be talking with Jay Sjogren about the new record. And what a start. And I wanted to ask, did you have a good idea of what you wanted the songs to sound like? Did you have the lyrics first or the music? How did that? How did the process go this time?
This process was different because I started with more with noises and tried to start building on top of noises, and I ended up cutting and pasting as a lot of used to do with tape, where you would cut it and paste it and move it around. But now with electronics, you can do it a little bit quicker. And sometimes the start of a song ended up being the end of the song.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just moved it around until it felt right and tried to edit it down so it was always interesting and there was few dead spots, few dead air. And that's really what motivated me to then add voices to it. And I think lyric-wise, the lyrics are almost more about the sounds and the voices and the interaction with the music than just a song about something.
Right. And then some of the lyrics may have related to the fact that we've been quarantined for a year.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, a lot of people have had a hard go of it, and thinking about, you know, being stuck at home and having their businesses shut down and trying to figure out how to find this balance between what we need and what we want and safety and also making a living and keeping your kids in school, out of school.
Sure.
A lot of choices you never had to make.
You mentioned Pat Sansone from Wilco doing production, and he also plays the mellotron.
He does. He actually has a mellotron quartet. And
if you
look at Wyoming Tiny Desk or the NPR Tiny Desk concerts, you'll find their quartet on there. And he added a few mellotron to some of the songs to give them more of a bass and more of a foundation. And he did it on a few of them, like All We Got is one of them he did it on.
Yeah, that's what we've got queued up next. Any more on this one?
Yeah, he also plays bass on this one, and I think it's got a little bit of a Beatles feel, and you can definitely feel it in his bass playing and some of the lyrics that I borrowed from one of their more famous songs to get the song rolling, and
cool.
He definitely has the macabre bass going.
You didn't play anything backwards, though.
You might hear some backwards stuff in there.
Okay. This is All We Got, Jay Sjogren Shanghai from the new album, Slow Bird Winter on Wyoming Sounds.
Love is all we need, thank God, cause it's all we've got. Love is all we need, thank God, cause it's all we've got.
Yeah.
Well, we got Jay Shogren Shanghaied on Wyoming Sounds. I'm Grady Kirkpatrick, talking with Jay this morning about the new record, Slow Bird Winter. Had you been wanting to make something like this for a while, or did this just kind of pop up relatively recently?
Yeah, yes and no. My one of my longtime partners, Yashka Hurd, convinced me I needed to get some recording equipment and putz around down in my basement.
And that you did.
And that I did. And so I started working on it. And I remember one time someone said, you know, it's pretty easy to play music if you surround yourself with good musicians. And I thought, well, that's true. But you got to give them something interesting to play. And so then I started trying to figure out interesting things for them to play. I don't know. We have never played these live. We'll see how it goes when we learn a couple of them for the High Water Hoedown, which they're actually going to do over in Saratoga on June 5th. We're going to play it along with Jalon Crossland, and the Lonesome Heroes will be there.
It's an outdoor venue on the banks of the beautiful Platte River in Carbon County, right, as you mentioned, Saratoga. It's an annual event. And,
it's an annual event.
And did not happen last year, I don't believe. Did it?
Or no, did it? I can't remember. Well, no, not really. We kind of played with some masks on for just a few people that are out there. So this year, they're bringing it back and
Weekend in June, right?
First weekend in June over in Saratoga, starts like 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon and goes till dark, till 10 o'clock roughly. And then I'm still thinking about doing the Uptown Breakdown, which is the end of August. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about doing a day of the What Fest at some point. Mm-hmm. That's not really been announced yet. And I know the Griffin Theater is thinking about, and the library, thinking about doing an outdoor venue on Garfield.
In Laramie,
yeah. Exactly. And I know Rollins, the Music Academy guys over there, are talking about doing some outdoor shows. So I think things are starting to roll up in Buffalo Flow. They've got their Saturdays in the park. They're starting to announce people playing outdoors. So most of the outdoor venues, I think, are trying to gear up and get something going.
That's great. Well, we'll keep folks informed once we get confirmation, and certainly enjoy the new record. The one song that I thought sounded a little closer to what you've done previously is Poor Man's Car. Tell us about that one.
Right. That comes from a family story of one of my great uncles and his girlfriend.
All right, another Shogren family story. They keep coming. I love them.
Well, this is on the Prevost side, the French-Canadian side, and they had a baby, and a week after they had the baby, they got in their car, their poor man's car, and drove about 101 miles across Wisconsin and got to Ironwood, Michigan, and they left that young baby, that young man, in the back seat of the best car they could find in town, and they got back in their old car and drove back. And we tracked down this gentleman through DNA that we found out that we had this relative who was connected to us, and he was raised by a lawyer there, and they named him Tom Sawyer, and it's quite a quite a story. And that I was trying to imagine the emotions.
Oh, sure.
Both good driving and going back with no phone to distract you.
This is Poor Man's Car, Jay Shogren Shanghaied on Wyoming Sound.
Ain't nothing I can tell you that you don't already know. Ain't no easy way to leave this old world behind. Ain't no this whole world in. Hands up, stand up, be a held up, you fool. Ain't no easy way to leave this whole world in. Nothing I can tell you. Thank you.
Poor Man's Car, Jay Sjogren, Shanghaied from the new album Slow Bird Winter. And Tom Sawyer, if you're listening, hope you're doing all right. Let us know. And Jay, with me this morning, and it's really great to have you in. We haven't had too many folks come in and talk about records live. So indeed a pleasure, and hopefully we'll get back to some live performance as well.
Well, I hope so, too. I know 10 Cent Stranger, the band that I play Resonator in, we finished an album, it's been mastered, and now it's in production of some sort, CDs, albums, I don't know, I lose track.
That was actually the last live performance we had. It was out on the lawn on the 4th of July.
That is correct.
10 Cent Stranger. That was fun.
It was, and hopefully once that album's out, the whole Stranger crew can come in and play some live songs for you.
Yes, indeed. Let people know where they can get the new record.
Right. The record right now is just in digital space. It's on Bandcamp. You can look up Jay Sjogren Shanghaied, or it's on Spotify, and it's on all the other outlets, iTunes, you name it, Amazon. I haven't made any physical product yet because, well, I didn't know what I would do with it besides sit in my garage. So if you're dying for a CD, let me know, and I'll burn one for you right now.
It's called Slow Bird Winter.
Slow Bird Winter.
Jay Sjogren and Shanghaied, and we've got the full record here. We'll be playing songs over the next several weeks, I'm sure, and then some. And then, again, we'll let folks know when you're going to be out and about playing live, as well as other groups around Wyoming. So it's been a great pleasure, Jay Sjogren.
Thanks. And yep. Well, thank you, Grady. And like I said, thanks for all the support over the year, over this year especially, but over all the years.
You got it. Thanks.
Today's programming is made possible in part by generous